The 30,000 or 28,000 figure that you quoted is really probably a conservative estimate, and if you think about it, well, it represents the third leading cause of death in Canada and the United States. It takes more lives every year than strokes, Alzheimer's, breast cancer, kidney disease, and car accidents combined. It's like having a jumbo jet fall out of the sky every week for a year, killing everybody on board. Now, if that isn't a healthcare crisis, I don't know what is. I don't think we would tolerate that kind of situation with our water supply or our food supply. But oddly enough, it doesn't seem to be getting the attention of our politicians.
Why not?
Well, that's a really good question. And I'd really
Are we afraid to criticize the system? When I hear about 900 lawsuits a year and 28,000 as a low number, medical error, that's a lot.
And it doesn't represent the people who, you know, that's just a small, tiny fraction of the people who are actually affected by medical errors. And when you think about the families who are affected with them, it's just a huge toll in physical and emotional harm, and it adds billions of dollars to the cost of our healthcare system. So when you ask, why aren't they addressing it? I wish people would ask them that. I think, you know, our politicians have no higher duty, I think, than to protect the most vulnerable in our society. And I really think in this area, they are failing miserably.
Whoa.